A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, a complete recovery, for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. There are two very important subjects we want to discuss on this program. This is going to be one of the more important JTF programs that we have ever done. There are two subjects we want to discuss. The first involves the heroic resistance in Amunah, what took place there, and how JTF played a major role in encouraging that resistance. How Amunah was different from other expulsions, because this time there was heroic resistance there. And the second subject we want to discuss, we told you so, Donald Trump is turning out to be as anti-Israel as Barack Hussein Obama. His policies are indistinguishable on Israel. He is coming out with statements that show that his policies are the same anti-Israel policies that we had under Obama. We told you so, we were right. And all the other people that insisted that Trump was going to be a friend of Israel have been proven wrong. We're going to discuss that as well. But first, let's talk about Amunah. Amunah, once again, is a Jewish community where you had hundreds of Jews who were thrown out of their homes this past week by the evil, traitorous Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Derry regime in Israel. They threw these Jews out of their homes because some Arabs claimed that the land originally belonged to them with forged papers, completely phony, everything completely phony and made up. The Arabs always claim that they own everything, that they have title to everything. All complete baloney. And so they kicked these Jews out of their homes and destroyed homes and families, people who had lived there for 20 years, threw them out and committed this atrocious crime against the Jewish people. The real objective, of course, of all of these expulsions is to create a so-called Palestinian state, even though there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians, it's an Arab lie and an Arab bluff. But that's the real objective, and that's why we have to resist. Fortunately, Baruch Hashem, this time there was heroic resistance. This was not like Gush Katif, where 10,000 Jews were thrown out of their homes and there was very little resistance to that expulsion. Or Beit El, the Ulpina district in Beit El, where hundreds of Jews were thrown out of their homes and agreed voluntarily to allow themselves to be expelled and allow their homes to be destroyed without any resistance. That was a disgrace. And that was because of Zalman Milamed, who is the owner of Arut Sheva, who is a terrible, terrible influence on the Jewish settlement movement. A horrific influence, someone who always advocates bowing down and dying and surrendering before all of our enemies. A terrible person. Arut Sheva is controlled by people. Now I'm talking about the Hebrew Arut Sheva, Zalman Melamed. I don't know how much he controls over the English Arut Sheva. Well, I'm not thrilled with the English version either. Arut Sheva is terrible. And the owner is a disgrace. He not only told all the Jews in Beit El, because he's the chief rabbi in Beit El, he told all the Jews in Beit El to voluntarily allow them to come and take them from their homes and destroy their homes without any resistance, without a peep from them. And Netanyahu promised him that thousands of new housing units would be built as compensation for that expulsion. Thousands of new housing units. Not one has been built. Not one. Years later, not one has been built. And Zalman Milamed admitted that Netanyahu lied to him. But he's learned nothing. He urged the people in Amunah to do the same thing that he had the people in his settlement do. He urged them to also lie down and lie down and die when people come to destroy you. Anyway, JTF our Hebrew movement, Tnuat Koach Mesima Yehudi. Koach Mesima Yehudi is Jewish Task Force in Hebrew. Our Hebrew movement was one of the leading forces pushing all these years for resistance, that there should be physical resistance every time they come to throw Jews out of their homes. Just as Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi used physical disobedience, physical civil disobedience, to resist policies that they didn't like, and they were successful using that tactic. We have urged the Jews in Judea and Samaria, and Jews who are loyal to the land of Israel, to also use physical civil disobedience and to resist. And hundreds of Jews from all over, hundreds of heroic young Jews from all over the land of Israel came to Amonah to resist. Hundreds came there and did resist. And it was on Israeli television all day for several days. It was live broadcasts. It was the number one story. It dominated the news for most of the week. It was what we wanted, considering the limited numbers. Now, there were only hundreds there who came from all over to resist. If we had had tens of thousands, we could have stopped the expulsion. The expulsion went forward because they did get those hundreds out. But they used 3,000 police and soldiers to surround them and get them out eventually. But it was tough on those soldiers and police. They didn't have an easy time because those kids are tough kids. They're very brave kids and very tough kids. And they had a tough time getting them out of the synagogue, getting them out of the homes. They fought back and they resisted very heroically. And we are so proud of these heroic Jewish youth. The heroic Jewish youth, who are the type of Jewish youth who join our Hebrew movement, who listen to our videos in Hebrew, who watch our videos in Hebrew, and who are part of the Land of Israel movement. Some people call them the Hilltop Youth. These heroic Jewish youth in Judea and Samaria are the Maccabees of our generation. These are the true Jewish heroes of our generation. They are the true Israel Defense Forces. The army, the cowardly soldiers in the army that came to throw their fellow Jews out of their homes, they're not the Israel Defense Forces. The real Israel Defense Forces are these heroic Jewish youth who come and put their lives on the line, their freedom on the line, and their lives on the line, and sometimes are beaten and are arrested and go through all types of problems because they love the land of Israel and they're willing to sacrifice for the land of Israel. These are the true heroes of our generation, and we are so proud of them. I am so proud of these wonderful Jews. And not only did these hundreds of Jews come to resist, the residents of Amonah did resist. The residents of Amonah did not act like the cowardly residents in Beit El, who immediately surrendered. And when people came to assist them, they threw the people who came to assist them in Beit El, they threw them out. They, instead of the soldiers and police throwing them out and evicting them, they threw the Jews. They came and threw the Jews who came to resist out. The residents of Beit El did the dirty work for the police and the soldiers. They did the expelling, which was really a disgrace. But in Amonah, that didn't happen. In Amonah, the residents of that town, facing tremendous pressure and all types of threats, heroically stood up and refused to leave voluntarily. They had to be dragged out. Men, women, and children had to be dragged out of those homes, some of them kicking and screaming. They were very, very brave, and I am very proud of them, and we salute the heroic Jewish residents of Amonah. Again, they are the heroes. They are the trailblazers of our generation. I'm very proud of them. Now, of course, we couldn't stop the expulsion, and another expulsion is going to take place in Ofra, God forbid, in about a month, and we hope there'll be resistance there as well. This is what JTF is now. JTF in its present form, with the amount of resources we get, with the amount of people we reach, we do videos in Hebrew, we get thousands of views. We get thousands of people every week, either coming to our videos on YouTube or our Facebook pages or our main page in Hebrew. We get thousands of Israeli Jews come to see us, but not millions and not hundreds of thousands, just thousands. So in a situation like that, we are building resistance, and we're building something that's important, but it's not enough to completely stop the terrible decisions of the Israeli government and the Israeli establishment, the traitors that run the Israeli establishment. The only way we're going to really turn the situation around and completely change history and take power is if instead of reaching thousands, we reach millions. But what we're doing is still important. We still, if there hadn't been resistance in Amonah, would have been a disaster. If they had just been able to march in and throw everybody out, 1, 2, 3, very easily, it would have been a catastrophe to have that happen again. It would have encouraged them to throw many, many more Jews out very quickly of their homes all over Judea and Samaria. And again, if the Jews are thrown out of Judea and Samaria, there will be a Palestinian state, which is national suicide for Israel. And that's what we're fighting to prevent. So with our limited resources, we are able to encourage heroic resistance. We are able to change facts on the ground. We are able to influence thousands of people. Is it enough to completely change what we want to change and to take power and really have a Jewish government in Israel for a change? No, it's not enough because we don't have the resources to do all the things we want to do. But what we're doing is still important. It's nothing compared to what should be happening. We should be able to do much more. And if we had the resources, we would. We'd reach far more people and we would be able to do much more. But what we're doing is still important and essential, because if we weren't there, you can imagine how bad the situation would be on the ground in the land of Israel and Judea and Samaria. It would be absolutely awful. So what we're doing is essential. Unfortunately, it's not enough. We want to be able to do much more. And let's hope the day comes when we're able to do much more. But in the meantime, JTFers can be very proud of our movement. We played a major role in convincing people to go there and to resist after years of urging people to do it. Thousands of people came to our videos urging people to do it. We did dozens of videos in Hebrew. Thousands and thousands of people came and saw those videos, including many young people in Judea and Samaria, including some of the people who eventually went there. And behind the scenes, of course, we were in touch with people on the ground. So we played a big role. We didn't play the exclusive role. There were people who went there that had nothing to do with us, that don't even know about us. So there were, you know, there were other people as well that played a role. God bless them. But we were involved in playing a pretty important role. And so JTFers should know that when you back us, you're backing those who do play an important role when you have key events like this. Now, we told the truth about what has to be done there. And the fact is, those of you who support Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud government, those of you who support Naftali Bennett and the Jewish Home Party, if you support the political parties that are responsible for this expulsion, that threw these Jews out of their homes, then you're supporting national suicide for Israel. You are not doing good for Israel. You are hurting the people of Israel and the state of Israel when you support Netanyahu, Bennett, Aryeh Deri from Shas, Avigdor Lieberman from Israel is Our Home, Yisrael Beitenu in Hebrew, in English it's Israel is Our Home. You support these parties and these evil leaders, you are hurting the people of Israel, because the phony right, they are more dangerous than the open left. The open left, when they have open left governments that are openly left wing, they're unable to carry out these expulsions because the majority of the people of Israel say, how dare you, you're throwing Jews out of their homes, you're a bunch of leftists, you're crazy, you shouldn't do this. People start opposing them and screaming and yelling, and they're unable to carry out the policies that they want to carry out, the treasonous policies that they want to carry out on the left. But when you have a phony right government, people say, oh, if Netanyahu's doing it and the Likud is doing it, it probably isn't that bad, it can't be that bad. That's the grave danger when you have the phony right. The phony right, many times, especially in Israel, is worse than the left. Over 90% of Israel's retreats from the land of Israel since the 1967 war, over 90% of those retreats took place under Likud governments, so-called right-wing Likud governments, not under left-wing governments. The left-wing governments wanted to retreat from the land of Israel, but were unable to carry out their policies because the vast majority of Israeli people were against it and rose up when left-wing governments tried to do it. Left-wing prime ministers are too weak to carry out their policies, and phony right Likud prime ministers like Arik Sharon and Benjamin Netanyahu, Menachem Begin, they are able to carry out these destructive policies. And so they are worse than the left. What's the answer? The answer is we need a true Jewish prime minister, a true right-wing prime minister, not from the left and not from the phony right, but the real right. And that true prime minister, we believe, would be Moshe Feiglin. We support Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut party. But anyway, we are now working on a number of fronts. We're going to be backing Feiglin. We're going to be backing the Zehut party. We're going to be working now to try to build resistance to the Ofra expulsion and to other expulsions. And we're going to try to bring down the Netanyahu regime. Because this is a regime that, you know, they have a parliamentary system in Israel. If they lose a majority in the Knesset, in their parliament, the government falls. So we want the government to fall. This evil government of expulsion should fall. This evil government that freezes Jewish building in Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem should fall. That's what we're doing. So we're having an effect on the ground. It's nowhere near what we want. It's nowhere near what it should be. But it's still essential and important, because without us, the situation would be much worse. That's the situation in Amona. So again, you should be very proud of the role JTF played, and very, very proud of the heroic Jewish youth who took beatings, were arrested. They were arrested. They put them on buses to take them to the police station when they were arrested. You know what these kids did? They smashed, I'm calling them kids, some of them are in their teens and some of them are in their 20s. Tough, tough young people, let me tell you. Tough young men. You know what they did? They smashed the windows on the buses and escaped from the bus. They smashed the windows on the bus and escaped from the bus. They arrested them and they escaped. I mean, I am so proud of the heroic, wonderful young Jews that are refusing to bow before the idol of the Israeli establishment. The Israeli establishment, the Israeli Supreme Court, the Israeli army, the Israeli institutions, it's like an idol. And we are not allowed to bow before idols. That's idolatry. I'm so proud of them for resisting and fighting and standing up for Jewish rights and Jewish honor against the Judenrat kapos that are destroying Israel. If you agree, if you also love these wonderful Jewish heroes, these brave, idealistic young Jews, and the Jewish families in Amona that resisted heroically, and you want to support them, JTF is the place to go. I mean, we're the one group that is uncompromising in our support for them, that does everything to back them, strengthen them, push forward against, to resist for them and for all the Jews in the land of Israel. I mean, this is the group to support. What a shame that Jews give billions of dollars to the worst anti-Jewish causes, the most evil cause, George Soros and all these capo animals, Zuckerberg and all these other animals, give huge amounts of money to every evil cause under the sun. And JTF, the one group that if we had a multi-million dollar budget, we would change Jewish history. Within a year, we would change Jewish history, we'd have a mass movement, they wouldn't be able to expel any Jews from the land of Israel. We'd be on the way to having a truly Jewish government in Israel and to changing the world. What a shame. God willing, hopefully the day will come when someone with those resources will come forward and say, you know something? I agree with you. I want you to reach all the people of Israel, and I'm going to make sure you have those resources. I hope so. In the meantime, you great JTFers that are supporting us, God bless you. It's because of your support and because of what you've done to be a part of our team that we've been able to influence things to the degree that we have. Donald Trump is the second subject. Now, you know that for 2 years before the election, while he was running, we warned you. We said Ted Cruz was pro-Israel, and Donald Trump is not pro-Israel. He's anti-Israel. He's a phony. He's a fraud. He's a liar. And there were times in the campaign when he switched his position. Most of the campaign, he took anti-Israel positions, openly anti-Israel, and his supporters, it didn't bother them. They insisted upon, I'm talking about Jews who were pro-Israel, insisted upon blindly supporting him, even though he made statements that were very anti-Israel in the campaign. People ignored it. But there were also times when that liar, to get Jewish votes and the votes of evangelical Christians, in May, for instance, of 2016, he said that Israel should continue building Jewish settlements, that he's in favor of Israel continuing to build and expand Jewish settlements. That sounds good. He also made certain statements during his AIPAC speech that contradicted all the other statements he made. But it was so obviously phony. It was so obviously phony because of his whole history. If you see his whole history, it was so obvious that he was going to wind up being an enemy in the end. But Jews told us, no, he has a Jewish son-in-law. God help us from Jews like his Judenrat Kapo, Jewish son-in-law. And his daughter converted, his daughter, phony conversion of his daughter. With converted by Haskell Luchstein, you know, that filthy traitor, Yamach Shmo v'Zichro, may his name and memory be obliterated. The Arafat rabbi who supported Yasser Arafat, who supported the Oslo agreements, who has Jewish blood on his hands from the Oslo agreements. Haskell Luchstein, who went to pray in the National Cathedral with Barack Hussein Obama, went to pray in a church with Barack Hussein Obama, and was condemned even by Orthodox establishment rabbis condemned him for that. That pig, Haskell Luchstein, is the person who converted, quote unquote, Ivanka Trump, and married Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. Well, now Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump ride to church on Shabbat. Not only do they violate Shabbat, they ride to church on Shabbat to pray in church. You know, a Jew is supposed to be willing to die before doing something like that in public, praying in church and riding on you. I mean, Jews were burned at the stake in the Inquisition. Refusing to do things like this, refusing to violate their most basic religious beliefs like this. And this billionaire family, because Jared Kushner is a billionaire, unlike Donald Trump, he really is a billionaire. That's why Ivanka Trump married him. But anyway, Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, who claim to be Orthodox Jews now, are riding in the car on Shabbat to church, to pray in a church. That's the new Orthodox Judaism, according to Trump. Like everything, he distorts everything. Well, now the cat has really come out of the bag. Now Donald Trump has adopted fully Barack Hussein Obama's anti-Israel policies. Donald Trump now demands that Israel not build Jewish settlements. Donald Trump says Jews are not allowed to live in their own homeland, in their own heartland. That is the most anti-Israel policy you could have. Donald Trump demands a freeze in Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. He says he demands that Netanyahu not announce that Jews are allowed to live in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, which, of course, is an anti-Semitic policy. Because you're a Jew, you're not allowed to live in Judea and Samaria, the homeland of the Jewish people, and you're not allowed to live in Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish people. In their own capital, Jews are not allowed to live. And that was the policy of the Muslim anti-Semite Barack Hussein Obama. It's the policy of Donald Trump. The anti-Semitic policy of Donald Trump, whose administration is run by the worst enemies of Israel, the worst Jew haters, like Mattis, who is the Secretary of Defense, who compared Israel to apartheid, and Rex Tillerson from ExxonMobil, the ExxonMobil CEO, who's the new Secretary of State, all anti-Israel, all enemies of Israel. And the Goldman Sachs capo self-hating Jews that run the Treasury Department, and Gary Cohn, who's running his Economic Advisory Council, all self-hating Jews, and Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, is a self-hating Jew, who told him, you want to learn about Israel, you should learn from the real expert. We should be learning from Israel from Heinrich Kissinger, the ultimate Jew-hating Jew, who is responsible for the death of thousands of Jews in the Yom Kippur War, and who wanted Israel to commit suicide, and who told Richard Nixon on the Watergate tapes, who told Richard Nixon, we don't care if all the Soviet Jews are burned in put in gas chambers. It's not we wouldn't care. And Kissinger is the one that Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, Trump's son-in-law, has told Trump that's who you should turn to for advice on what to do with Israel in the Middle East. Kissinger is who you should turn to. That's what Jared Kushner said. Anyway, now Trump openly is pressuring Israel, publicly, openly, the same way Obama did. There's no difference in the policies between Obama and Trump now. And not only that, Trump, in making his statement condemning Jewish settlements, condemning the right of Jews to live in their own homeland, in making this statement, he said the reason he's condemning it is because we have to have peace with what he calls Palestinians. Of course, there are no Palestinians. There is no Palestine. But he said, we want to bring peace. We want the two-state solution. You know what the two-state solution means? National suicide for Israel. That Israel go back to the pre-1967 borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide that are national suicide for Israel. That is Trump's official open public policy now. And his so-called evangelical Christian vice president, Mike Pence, who calls himself an evangelical Christian, who's a phony, complete phony, complete fraud. He met with King Abdullah of Jordan and told King Abdullah, we are completely committed to the two-state solution to getting Israel to commit national suicide. Pence said this. Pence is no Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was genuinely pro-Israel. Mike Huckabee was genuinely pro-Israel. So there are evangelical Christians that are real friends of ours. But Mike Pence is not. Mike Pence is a fraud. And that's why Trump felt comfortable picking him as vice president, because Trump surrounds himself with frauds, because Trump is a fraud. All of you Jews who told us Trump is going to be good, you'll see, he's better than Obama, he's better than Hillary Clinton, you've been proven wrong. Proven wrong! And we were proven right. And I hope you learn from that. I don't think you'll learn from that. I don't think you'll learn from that because I know you. You'll march into the gas chambers and ovens and still won't learn anything. You never learn. Most of you, unfortunately. But we were proven right, you were proven wrong, and hopefully you'll finally open your eyes up and recognize reality. Only two people on the right, only two groups on the right told the truth about Donald Trump. Only two. JTF was one of them, JTF in America, and in Israel, Moshe Feiglin and his Zehut party. They said that Trump was not really going to be the friend of Israel, that this was not going to end up being what the Jews on the so-called right are hoping. The Esha Council, Netanyahu, Naftali Bennett all told us, oh, Trump won. They were all celebrating. They were celebrating. They were so happy. They said this is a new era. We told you so. We told you that was baloney. And Moshe Feiglin also said it in Israel. Got to give credit to Moshe Feiglin as well. When are Jews going to realize Israel must become fully independent? Because in the end, it shouldn't be Trump or Obama or Clinton or anyone else that decides our destiny. Our destiny should be decided by what it says in the Torah. Hen am levadad yishkon, uvagoyim lo yitchashav. Lo, this is a nation that shall dwell alone and not be reckoned among the nations. That's the blessing in the Torah. That's the blessing that Bil'am, the evil prophet, gave. He wanted to curse the Jewish people with that. You're going to be isolated. You're going to be all alone. And God says in the Torah, God says that he turned it into a blessing. It's Israel's biggest blessing. When Israel goes it alone and doesn't get foreign aid and does what she has to do independently, which God has given Israel all the resources, all the capability to do that. If Israel would do that and would believe in Hashem, would believe in God, the whole world would change. Because the destiny of the world is dependent upon what happens with this tiny nation, Israel. That's what it says in the Bible. That's what the prophets teach us. And that's what history shows us. Let's work together as a team. This past week proves now more than ever, both with what happened in Amona and with what happened with Trump, that JTF is the right group to be with. I know that we're not the group with the support of the billionaires or the news media or the establishment. But then again, the billionaires, the news media, and the establishment are never right for the Jewish people. Let's wake up. Let's work together as a team. We can change history if we all decide to do everything we can and work together. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.